Let us continue our worship with the scripture reading for today. Scripture reading for today is in the book of John, chapter 11, verses 1 to 11.
新約的約翰福音12章1至11節.
Let us read this responsibly, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我們用啟應的方法, 我先用英文來讀, 接著用中文來讀.
John chapter 12. 6 days before the Passover celebration began, Jesus arrived in Bethany, the home of Lazarus, the man he had raised from the dead. A dinner was prepared in Jesus' honor. Martha served, and Lazarus was among those who ate it. Then Mary took a 12-ounce jar of expensive perfume, made from the essence of nard, and she anointed Jesus' feet with it, wiping his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance. That perfume was worth a year's wages. It should have been sold and the money given to the poor.
Let us care for the poor.
Jesus replied, "Leave her alone. She did this in preparation for my burial.
You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me."
When all the people heard of Jesus' arrival, they flocked to see him and also to see Lazarus, the man Jesus had raised from the dead.
Then the leaving is desired to heal Lazarus.
Let us read the last verse together. For it was because of him that many of the people had deserted him and believed in Jesus.
二節前六日，耶穌來到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路從死裏復活之處。瑪利亞就拿著一斤極貴的真拿達香膏，抹耶穌的腳，又用自己頭髮去擦，屋裏就滿了膏的香氣。 說：這香膏為什麼不賣32銀子周濟窮人呢？耶穌說：由他吧，他是為我安葬之日存留的。 有許多猶太人知道耶穌在那裏就來了，不但是為耶穌的緣故，也是要看他從死裏所復活的拉撒路。我一同來讀第11節，因有好些猶太人為拉撒路的緣故回去信了耶穌。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
願神祝福他的話。
The title of the message by Pastor Wilson Chan this morning is Mary Anoints Jesus.
今天陳牧師和我們講的題目就是靈語，又高抹耶穌。
Children are dismissed for children's worship.
少女請下面來到上主一學。
To see you all safe here today. It's a bit messy out there, isn't it? We are in the midst of looking at the Gospel of John. And we've come to a chapter of Mary anointing her master Jesus.
我剛剛看到一段就是說這個馬大是高耶穌的腳。
And as we start our time together, I'd like you to consider this question with me.
我們開始去看這段經文之前，我想你去想一件事。
Have you ever given yourself to a cause or project with a total commitment?
你有沒有試過去做一件事，你是完全全心全意地去做的呢？
I'm sure you have, but if you've done so, you know how that commitment affected your life.
你睇到就话，当你去全心全意去做一样嘢嘅时候，点样样去影响到你嘅生活
？You know, when you're caught up in your work, when you're caught up with a cause, it's going to consume you.
咁当你即系话你摆晒成副心机去做嘅时候，即系你成个人咧瞓晒身啊，对你平常嘅生活咧会好有影响。
Right, just ask any dedicated student who wants straight A's.It's going to cost them.
咁你谂下，即系一个学生，佢好勤力读书，吓咩都要攞 A 嘅时候，啊，咁你谂下佢要付上咩嘅代价出嚟咧
？Because that student will live, breathe, spend their waking hours consumed with their cause to get a good education.
佢哋嘅生活、佢哋嘅动作、佢哋嘅存留，完全都系为咗要攞到一个好好嘅教育。
I'm sure you can think with me many examples.Of people of totally committed to a cause or project.
咁可能你都見過好多人，當佢哋去全心全意啊，將佢自己啊放喺一件事上面嘅時候。
In fact, I'm sure you could think of better illustrations than mine.
可能或者你仲會諗一個更加好嘅例子。
For example,
例如
we've just I didn't watch too much of it, but we've just watched the Winter Olympics.
我啱啱睇完咗呢個冬季嘅奧運會。
And if you want.To compete for an Olympic gold medal.
咁你想就话，如果想攞一个奥运会嘅金牌嘅时候
，you're going to have to devote yourself to the sport.
咁你就要好勤力吓，即系好勤力咁样去训练。
I'm only an amateur, in the past, an amateur athlete. But if you were an athlete, and you wanted to compete at the Olympics, what's it going to cost you?
咁如果我只係一個業餘嘅運動員啊，咁你諗下，上就係一個係全職一個專業嘅運動員，佢要付出嘅係啲咩嘢咧
？Have you read the stories of the skaters and the skiers, and even in the Summer Olympics of the sprinters of who's that swimmer? Keep on forgetting the one who won all those medals.
Michael Phelps.
Yeah, right, right. Michael Phelps, right? It cost him greatly.For 4 years to train for those moments of the meet.
你咁啊，如果你想象下你訪問嗰啲嘅啊溜冰嘅人啊，嗰啲滑雪嘅人，或者喺夏季奧運會嚇嗰啲啊游水好叻嘅人啊，或者嗰啲嘅跑嘅運動員，佢都要咧付上好多嘅時間同埋代價。
Just as any athlete who's dedicated to their sport, it's going to cost them. They structure their life around the event.
佢哋嘅生活，佢平时嘅作息嘅时间，佢点样用嘅时间，都完全都系放喺呢一项嘅体育活动上面。
You know, it's not like in high school, you know, like the coach says, "Oh, you run your laps before practice, but then you kind of cut, you know, you cut through, and when he's not looking, you just cut the other way and you know, cut the laps out." No.
唔係好似呢個啊讀中學咁嚇，個教練叫你去跑嚇，咁你係咁要跑幾跑嚇，臨到尾又啊偷工減料。
It takes much sacrifice, dedication, commitment, consumption of yourself to the cause.
為到呢個嘅原因，你要去委身喺呢件事嘅上邊，你要花好多嘅精神，花好多嘅代價喺上邊。
You know, Sarah Hughes, this.4 years. It's not this past Olympics. 4 years ago was from Great Neck, Long Island.
咁你記得四年前有一個好出名嘅啊溜冰女仔啊，佢喺呢個大頸嗰個區嚟，叫 Sarah Hughes.
She won the Olympic gold medal for figure skating, women's figure skating.
佢贏咗呢個啊溜冰嘅金牌。
You know what time she got up every morning to go skating? Like 4 a.m.
佢每日朝頭早四點鐘起身去溜冰去啊訓練。
Because she had a full day of school.
因為跟住仲要翻學。
And the only time she could get the rink to rent out the coach and the rink is like from 4 to 7 a.m.
咁佢唯一有時間可以去啊啊去呢個溜冰場訓練嘅就係每日朝頭早四點鐘到七點鐘。
You see, her social life suffered.
佢好似好少出嚟去同人哋有社交嘅活動。
Her other interests couldn't be developed.
佢冇機會去發展佢其他個人嘅興趣。
She dedicated herself to the cause, her sport.
佢將佢自己奉獻咗喺佢自己呢個體育活動嘅上邊。
Mary, a believer, a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, we see in John 12 as an unreserved devotion to Jesus.
我们看到在这段经文里面所说的玛利亚, 他对神是一个跟随神的人, 他将他自己完全的奉献在这件事上面。
Jesus is of incomparable worth to Mary.
对于他玛利亚来说, 耶稣是非常值得他付上任何的代价。
Ultimate allegiance is what we see in John 12.
在这个约翰福音十二章就说他付上他最高最终的代价上去。
She is completely devoted to following him, to learning from him.
他将他完全去交给耶稣，去跟随他，从耶稣那里去学习。
So let's look at Mary anointing Jesus today under four headings.
我们今天会看这段经文有四个要点。
One,
第一,
special occasion.
一个很特别的情况。
Two, the startling shock.
第二就是一个很令人诧异的一件事。
Get my numbers coordinated. Three, the response of the people present.
第三个就是在周围旁边的人的反应。
And fourthly, the motivation of Mary.
第四就是玛利亚她的动机是在哪里。
Okay, first, the special occasion.
第一我们讲到这个特别的情况。
We can relate to this, where Chinese heritage, banquet, celebration. Why?
中国人很容易对这段经文很有这个同感，因为这个场合就是一个喜宴。
Well, we've just read the passage. Why? Lazarus, Mary's brother, has been risen from the dead.
他们庆祝的原因就是玛利亚的兄弟拉撒路刚刚从死里面复活。
Jesus, his friend, rose him from the dead.
耶稣基督帮他从死里面复活。
I know what you're thinking. That's impossible.
你说有没有可能啊？
Well, it's not impossible if you acknowledge who Jesus is.
如果你知道耶稣是谁的时候，每一件事都会有可能。
By the way, if you don't believe who he is, fully God, fully man, the very Son of God, then I'd like to hear your alternative explanation.
如果你不信神是耶稣是完全的人、完全的神的时候，我想听下究竟你有什么其他的见解。
Because the evidence is there. He was here. The evidence is there. We have the eyewitnesses recorded in the scriptures. He was there. He's there. He was there.
因为在这个经文里面，你看到有很多当时有很多的见证人见到这件事。
So Jesus is God in human flesh. He can do anything.
他其实只是道成了肉身，他都依然可以做到很多的事。
In fact, that's why he came. To conquer sin, death, and hell for us.
所以他来到为我们去战胜了这个罪，战胜了这个死亡。
Again, look at the evidence.
我看很多的证据。
If Jesus is not who he says he is, who is he then?
如果他不是他所说的他是哪一个的时候，究竟耶稣又是哪一个呢？
Don't put your head in the sand and say it's irrelevant. Look at the evidence. Look at it.
没有将头放在沙里，你说你不知道，我们真的去看看究竟在眼前有什么证据在。
It's a banquet. And all are gathered. Location is a bit fuzzy. We don't know because Mark said it's somebody else's house over here, maybe Mary's house. Who knows? But they're present. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
我们不知道究竟在哪里，但是知道在某一个人的家里，有马大、有玛利亚、有拉撒路。
And they're celebrating.
他在庆祝。
And they want to thank Jesus for raising Lazarus from the dead.
他们去庆祝，去感谢耶稣，将拉撒路从死里面去复活。
So imagine the scene.
你想象一下个情况就是这样。
Right? A lot of joy.
很开心。
A lot of families and friends present.
很多的亲朋戚友，高朋满座。
Mary doing her thing, you know? You know Mary in the Bible? Martha in the Bible? She does her thing, very practical, right? Make sure the food's hot, you know, running around all over the place as a good hostess.
咁玛利亚马大咧就好似呢、这个一个好嘅女主人吓，喺度煮嘢食吓，招呼人哋吓，好忙忙碌碌。
You know, Jesus, you getting enough lamb there or whatever they what they ate there? You know,
咁多食啊，周围咁样去招呼人。
You know, are you getting everything you need?
你够唔够啊？好似一个咧女主人咁样周围去招呼人。
Then comes Mary.
跟住嚟到玛利亚。
And she does a very impractical thing.
咁佢做一件咧，可能你觉得一件好唔实际嘅事。
Now, again, I've got to walk you through this scene. It's impractical because she pours all of the perfume on Jesus.
因为佢将佢所有嘅香膏倒喺耶稣嘅身上。
It's not uncommon to bring out the perfume on a special occasion back then.
在当时来讲只是一个特别的环境有这个的香膏我们今天的香水不是一件不寻常的事。
And I think you know why. You think first century Palestine, there's no baths. Come on, no deodorant. No aftershave lotion. Come on.
你想想第一世纪当时的人他们不冲凉一阵有没有你今天那些很多什么爽身粉那些的漱口水啊，冇啲咁嘅嘢。
You ever been in a semi-arid climate like Middle East?
有冇试过去过中东咧？
Get think, first century, the road, there's no paved roads, it's dust, there's animal excrement on the ground. You're walking in sandals.
你谂下当时啲路唔系铺噶喎吓，咁唔好听下啲动物嘅嘶嘶尿尿，周围都系，咁你就喺上边咁样行，有好多尘啊咁样样。
So you arrive.Special occasion?
咁你去到呢个特别嘅呢个嘅场合
，You don't smell too nice。
咁你行完咁多路去到人哋屋企咧，可能咧都好似有阵味喺度。
So it's not uncommon. The hostess brings out the perfume, a couple drops here and there for everybody.
咁所以个主人可能攞樽香水出嚟，系人每只脚度咧打几滴咁样样。
But here's the remarkable thing.
但系呢度有一件好神奇嘅事。
Mark 14, which tells is the parallel passage, Mark's account of this. She breaks the vial, pours the whole thing on him. The whole thing.
在这个马可福音同样都讲这件事，他就有少少讲到就话，他竟然将个盖打烂咗佢，又将成樽嘅香膏倒晒落去。
Right, we read the text. New Living Translation doesn't really.Show this come out, but it says it's of great worth. It's 300 denarii. 300 denarii is about 1 year's wage. That's what it costs, that vial perfume.
那成樽的香膏是当时来讲好像30的两银子是人很多人呢可能一年的工价。
Now, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, supposedly, we don't know for sure, they're a little bit above your average person. So they're, you know,They're not super rich, but they're well off.
咁马大马利亚屋企佢哋咧比一般人嘅经济情况好啲但唔系咧嗰啲嘅豪富。
But they're not super well off. You know, they're not like these people who have a mansion in Paris and a mansion in New York City. Maybe I should say condo in New York City. They're not like that. They're not jet setters. You see.
唔係嗰啲咧好有錢、好有錢嘅人。
So cost them. Who can afford a year's wage? Gone like that, like that. A year's wage gone like that.
咁你想象下有幾多人可以咁樣就將一年你嘅薪水買嘅香膏倒曬落去咧
？It's an astonishing gift.
即係啲人個個都好驚訝。
Perhaps I don't know. We don't know. Perhaps it lessened their financial security.
可能同佢哋當時嘅經濟嘅情況，亦都可能有呢個嘅關聯。
Nevertheless, you get my point. I think this is clear. It's an extravagant action.
即係換句話嚟講，其實就係話係一個非常之好花費嘅一件嘅行動。
So what's Mary saying?
咁佢講啲咩咧
？By her actions, by doing this, what is she saying? What is she saying?
佢咁樣做之，其實為咗乜嘢嘢咧
？I will not allow anything to get in the way of my devotion to the the Christ.
我唔会有任得任何咩嘅事去阻碍我，而影响到我对神嘅忠心。
I know it will cost me and my family something. It will cost me to follow Jesus.
我知道要去跟随耶稣基督要付上代价，但我唔会去计较我要付上嘅咩代价。
She doesn't say, "Lord, I will follow you. I receive the benefits of following you, the blessings of following you, but don't ask too much of me. Don't ask too much of me, Lord. Only this much I give you. Don't ask all."Forget it, Lord. Forget it.
很多人就说你不要问我那么多啊，我是给主啊，我是给这么多来的，是这么多的。
She doesn't say that.
她没说。
In her actions.
在她行动上面她不是这样说。
Some commentators say it's a family heirloom that the vial is in. So if you break the family heirloom, it's also costly.
另一句话，可能这个香膏这个瓶，好似咧个家人一个嘅全家之宝。咁如果将个全家之宝整烂咗嘅时候咧，啊，系一件好大件事。
You see what Mary's saying? With her actions.
蒙玛利亚咁样做嘅时候，究竟佢想传达嘅系一个咩嘅信息咧
？Even Lord.
就算。
Even if it costs me and my family a lot.
就算要我嘅家人我自己付上好重嘅代价都好。
I'm willing.
我愿意。
To be devoted to you.
我愿意去跟随你，去忠于你。
You know, not only are her actions costly, they're humbling, right?
佢咁样做唔单止要去付上好重嘅代价，啊，亦都系一个好啊自卑嘅一个代价，将佢自己去卑微起嚟。
Can you have to understand a little bit of Jewish culture here?
你要明白犹太人嘅一个习俗。
No, Jew touches someone's feet.
啲猶太人唔會掂大家隻腳嘅。
No, Jew. No slave. No one touches someone's feet.
就算個奴隸都唔會去掂人哋隻腳。
It's demeaning, degrading to touch someone's feet. In that culture, it's demeaning. That's why in John 13, the disciples, when Jesus says, "I will wash your feet," they said, "No way, Lord, no way."
去掂人哋只脚系一个咧，啊，将自己放喺一个好卑微嘅身份，所以我哋跟住睇到呢个约翰福音十三章嘅时候，当耶稣话要洗佢哋脚嗰时候咧，啲门就撒手又拧头。
That task was left to the Gentile slaves.
呢啲系啊，同人哋洗脚咧，系啲外邦人嘅奴隶咧，要会做呢样嘢嘅啫。
Now I know what you're thinking. You say, "Oh, here we go again, Bible."
Slavery. 又系讲圣经，又讲呢个奴隶。
No, back then, in that culture, again, we think of slavery as in Western, right? Harsh, cruel, and that was certainly so. This slavery is like indentured slavery. You're paying off a debt.
咁喺我哋西好多时候，我谂起呢个奴隶制，定系谂起喺西方世界吓，系好可怜吓。咁但我今日我睇呢个咧，系一种咧，好似咧系我啲人系自己卖自己猪仔吓，卖好多年，咁去还债。
Again, this is first century Palestine. There's no bankruptcy court. You don't go to bankruptcy court.
啊，咁嗰时候咧，你唔系话啊走去嗰啲嘅法庭啊咁样样嘅。
No, you owe a debt, then you go into servitude. You lose some of your rights.
啊，你唔需要法庭去签纸啊，咁啊，你大家揾张纸写低咗，咁你就自己跟住就去帮人做奴隶啦。
Simply put, you owe a debt, you pay it off.
咁你贪人哋钱吓，欠债你就要还钱。
I guess the modernillustration of that would be you go to a restaurant, don't have any money, you wash dishes.
就好似话啊，你食完饭冇钱啊，你后边洗碗咯。
You lose your rights.
你冇咗你自己嘅权利。
Indentured servant, lose your rights.
嗰啲嘅自己卖猪仔嗰啲嘅奴隶咧，吓佢哋冇权利嘅。
But the rabbis taught that even a Jewish servant would never. You didn't have to.Touch someone else's feet.
但是在当时他们的教师告诉他们一个的犹太人就算做奴隶都好他都不会去掂人的。
Do you imagine the crowd? They are totally shocked. The crowd around at this dinner party are shocked. First of all, Mary breaks the perfume vial and pours on Jesus. She's shocked. Flabbergasted.Secondly, she touches his feet.
你想象当时的宾客，去见到，首先见到他用咁贵重的香膏去洗耶稣的脚，然后跟住他用去掂耶稣的脚。
You see, Mary's pledging unconditional service to the king.
是一个
unconditional service to the king.
玛利亚这个的行动是一个完全无条件对这个君王，对这个主的一个的行动。
But there's more.
但还有。
Much more.
还有一些东西就是。
What does she do next in the text?
但跟着她还做些什么呢?
What does she do next?
跟着她做些什么呢?
She lets down her hair and wipes. Lets down her hair and wipes things. Lets down her hair. That's unheard of in Jewish culture.
跟着做一样东西就是放低她的头发去抹耶稣的脚。在当时的世界来讲，女人是不会放低头发的。
Mary's single. That's grounds for stoning.You let down your hair in that culture, it's grounds for stoning.
当一个未结婚的女人她放低头发的时候，人可以用石头去打死她。
If you were married in the Jewish culture, first century Palestine, that's grounds for divorce.
如果一个结了婚的女人放低头发的时候，她丈夫可以立刻跟她离婚。
Because in that culture, not like ours, again, this is 21st century, right? If you let down your hair in public, in our culture, it doesn't matter.
你今天放低头发，有谁理你？
But if you did that then,You know what that means? It means openness, love, intimacy. You only did that in front of family.
咁如果睇当时环境嘅时候，你喺啲人面前放低头发，即系话你同嗰一个人咧有一个好亲密嘅关系。
You see how profound this is? Jesus has touched Mary's soul.
即系话你睇到就耶稣去触动到呢个玛利亚嘅心灵。
Mary's different. He's different now. Jesus has touched her soul with his love.
耶稣用他的爱去触动了玛利亚的心。
And what is Mary's response?
那玛利亚有什么反应呢?
Wow! Total devotion.
他对神完全的忠心。
Even wiping his feet with her hair.
就算用他自己的头发去抹耶稣的脚。
She erases every barrier, every cultural barrier, every barrier from being devoted to Jesus. Everyone!
他冲破了当时任何一个在文化上面一个的藩篱，去证明到他对神的忠心。
I'm sorry, I gotta remind myself. I gotta tone it down a bit, sorry. I'm not that harsh, I'm a nice guy. You are seriously, I just get a little excited. Because this is important stuff.
我对于玛利亚做的事令我觉得非常兴奋。
The Apostle Paul uses the analogy of marriage.Husband and wife to say this is the relationship between Christ and the church.
当有人说用到这个的婚姻和夫妇的关系去比喻到基督和教会的关系的时候。
And this is not any old husband, this is the Christ. He's the groom. We the church are the bride.
耶稣基督是基督是这个的新郎，这个教会我们是这个的新娘。
There's intimacy in the relationship. There's love in the relationship.
在这个关系里面很紧密，有这个爱在里面。
And get this, there's openness in the relationship.
亦都喺呢个关系里边系一个俾人哋一个嘅开明吓，大家好一个好诚实一个沟通嘅关系。
You get it? Jesus and us. This is Jesus and us.
系耶稣同我哋嘅一个关系。
Mary's willing to be vulnerable financially, as we saw, socially, as we've seen, and emotionally.
玛利亚吓，唔单止喺呢个嘅经济上边吓，喺呢个嘅社交上边吓，喺佢神嘅忠心上边。
I know what you're saying. I get it, Wilson. I get it. You know you don't got to go overboard. I get it.
你讲咗好多次啦，唔使讲。
We don't get it.
你都明啦，其实。
We fail.
我哋做唔到。
We fail in our devotion to the Christ.
因为喺我哋对于神嘅关系上边，我哋做唔到咁忠心。
And there are several reasons for that. We fear the opinions of others.
我哋好似会咁，有冇感受到人哋嘅痛楚咧
？We say to ourselves, "Don't go overboard."
唔使做咁多啦。
Get a little religion.
啊，攞少少嘅宗教。
That'll help my life.
又帮到自己咪够咯。
That's not according to the Bible, a follower of Jesus.
根据圣经，你咁样攞少少，唔系一个真正跟随神嘅一个人。
Again, looking at obstacles. We don't want to be known as fanatics. And certainly I don't want to encourage you to be a fanatic.
很多人都不想做一个宗教狂热的人。
Or perhaps we fail believing because we think we're going to be shortchanged. I'm going to be shortchanged if I give more to the Lord. I will be shortchanged.
咁如果俾得太多嘅时候，会唔会我自己唔够啊？
If I give lavishly, astonishingly to the Lord, I will be shortchanged.
我俾咁多，咁我自己点算啊？咪自己冇咯。
That's not trusting in His goodness, and we all do that.
当你咁做嘅时候，因为你冇去完全嘅去信靠神。
Because we reason, it's better to withhold something of ourselves to make sure that we're provided for.
即系咁啊，不如留翻啲俾自己吓，咁啊，第日有需要嘅时候可以自己帮到自己咪够咯。
And that's naturally our bent, and nothing. That's the way we are.
我哋就系咁样样噶啦。
Right, who's going to take care of me in my old age? Who will?
我老咗啦，咁边个帮我啊？
Again, I'm not saying you just be reckless. That's not what's happening here in the text. I'm not saying to be reckless.
我唔系话咁，即系我唔系话专登要咁样讲一啲嘢嘅出嚟。
But perhaps,
但系
we fail to fan into flame our love for the Lord.
但我哋究竟对于我哋对于神嘅爱吓，我哋有冇真系捍卫佢咧？
Do you daily get near the cross?
有冇每日去喺呢、这个去到十字架前面
咧？ How much time do you spend pondering the sacrifice of Christ for you?
你每日花几多时间谂下神点样样为到你去牺牲
？Do you call devotion 5 minutes, maybe a day? Do you call that being devoted to Jesus Christ?
你每日用5分钟去做呢个灵修，你会唔会咁样样就话你自己对于神系好忠心咧
？Try to win an Olympic gold medal.
你想赢一个奥运会金牌
？5 minutes a day. Try it.You won't get very far.
如果你想话去成赢呢个奥运会嘅金牌，你每日只系锻炼自己，只系去训练5分钟，啊，你会唔会去到咁远呢
？We don't spend the time with the Lord. We do not. We don't immerse ourselves in His presence. We don't even ask for Him to meet us.
我哋好多时冇做到，或者甚至冇叫神去同我哋一齐。
Let the truth of God's love permeate you.
让神的爱今日去啊，
We talked about this yesterday at the men's fellowship. It's got to go deep down into you. The love of Christ, the gospel has to get deep down into you.
我琴日讲到话呢个嘅啊福音要去入到你嘅心坎里边。
Where am I in the outline here? I think I just finished the
special occasion.
Yes, I passed that one. Sorry, a little fluttered here. This happened yesterday too at the men's fellowship. Yeah, finish the second one. So the third one's the response, right? But the second one is the startling shock. Third is response of the crowd, of the people present, the response.
咁我跟住讲到就话喺啲宾客有啲咩嘅回应咧？
I tell you, I hope.I know it's a labor of pain, but if you read Koine Greek, you'd be shocked at the response.
我希望你如果你识睇呢个希列文吓，如果用希列文去睇段经文嘅时候咧，你会非常之诧异。
By that I mean any translation. You know this better than I. Any translation, you lose something.
因为当去做翻译嘅时候，你梗系少咗啲嘢吓。
You know what the original says about their response here?
原文点样讲到佢哋嘅回应咧？
The crowd and the dinner, it's not just they're shocked, they're outraged at Mary's actions. Outraged!
他不单止很惊讶，他是甚至很愤怒。
Because this is the Passover.
因为当时是逾越节。
It's a time of special sacrificial offering to the poor. This is the time of year in that culture to do that.
因为逾越嘅时候，他们应该是去周济啲穷人。
And they are angry.That Mary would take the heirloom of their family, break it, and pour the whole thing out, which is a year's salary, on Jesus.
咁佢觉得咧系啊呢、这个系逾节嘅时候啊，玛利亚攞咗呢个家传之宝啊，打烂咗个樽吓，佢、啊、咧就咁摆喺耶稣嘅上边，佢又觉得好嘥啦。
Disciples also present. They're included in the outrage. They don't get it. They don't get it.
咁 佢話你做呢啲為咩啫？你為咗乜嘢啊？
They don't get Mary's devotion. They don't get Mary's loyalty. They don't get the honoring of God. They don't get it.
佢哋唔明呢個瑪利亞嘅忠心，佢都唔明佢點樣樣去將佢自己奉獻俾神。佢對呢一切都唔明白。
You know, it's the same word in a parallel passage, Mark 14. You know what it actually means? The harshness, what they're doing. It says snorting like an animal.
佢好似咧啲動物咁樣咧喺度咆哮，喺度呢個嘅喺度叫。
Bellowing in anger.That's the word that's used.
好似一啲嘅動物喺度咆哮一樣。
It's the same word in John 11 when Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. Jesus weeps. He's in anguish. That's the same word. He's total anguish.
咁佢完全咧，好似一個好嘅好嬲怒咁嘅情況。
These people are yelling and screaming at Mary. What are you doing? You nuts? Are you crazy? What are you doing?
咁佢話：你係咪傻㗎？你而家要做啲咁嘅嘢咧？
And the other 11 disciples are present.
咁而其他嗰啲門徒亦都當時喺呢一度。
They're part of the group criticizing Mary. Mary's the only one who gets it in the Bible. She's the only one who gets it prior to him going to the cross.
呢一群人裏邊只有瑪利亞最明白耶穌最終會為到佢哋去釘上十字架。
Let me ask you, if you were making up a story,
如果你去作一個故仔出嚟
，Would you do that as the only person? Again, this is first century Palestine. Women aren't looked upon favorably in first century Palestine. So why? Whoever is making up the story, why in their right mind, if they're making up a story, use a woman to do that? Why?
點解會用一個女人去寫一個咁嘅故仔呢?
Because it happened. It is fact. That's why.
個原因就係話，因為呢件係真正歷史上面。
Because John is an eyewitness.
因為約翰真眼見到，佢真眼見到呢件事嘅發生。
Just like Mark.
好似馬可
They're recording what actually happened.
佢真係見到成件事嘅發生。
Why is it? Why is it that when Jesus is risen from the dead, who discovers him first? Who? Why women?
正如好似喺耶穌呢個復活嘅時候，第一個知道邊個咧，亦都係幾個婦女。
If you were making up the story in that century, it'd be men because men are the only credible witnesses in that society.
咁如果真係你喺個世紀要作一個故仔嘅時候，男性只係當時咧被尊重嘅，可能應該咧將話係幾個男人見到耶穌復活，就唔會話幾個女人見到耶穌復活。
They're clueless.
佢哋唔明。
The disciples are clueless.
佢哋完全唔明。
They've been with Jesus.
佢同耶穌一齊。
They see him.
見到佢。
You know what disciples are thinking?
啲門徒諗啲咩咧
？Who gets the seat of honor?
啲門徒掛住就究竟當耶穌就係升高嘅時候，邊個坐喺佢嘅隔離咧？
You know what that tells me?
話咗啲咩俾我哋聽咧？
They're into themselves. They're into themselves. That's what the disciples are into themselves.
啲門徒掛住嘅，啲門徒掛住嘅只係佢哋自己。
But in contrast, Mary understands. Mary gets the gospel.
相反嚟講，瑪利亞佢真正唯一嗰個明白呢一切。
On the other hand, disciples don't get it. They hold back.
啲門徒佢哋都係唔明白，佢始終咧唔肯呢個放手。
Their actions show that.
佢啲行動證明咗。
Another thing to say, Oh Lord, I do this for you. Who's going to sit in the seat of honor?
主啊，我同你做咗咁多嘢，第日究竟邊個坐你嘅左邊，邊個喺你嘅右邊呢？
Jesus credits Mary.
耶稣佢赞赏玛利亚。
In the text, he credits Mary for the action she does.
喺个经文里边，佢赞赏佢所做嘅行动。
Jesus basically saying that's appropriate because I'm going to the cross. This is Sunday. Thursday, I'm already hanging there.
佢话我就嚟咧，要被钉上十字架。
So this is a unique event, my friends. He's saying, anointing is appropriate.No matter what the cost.
佢話：因為我都就嚟要去釘上十字架去犧牲，所以咁樣做係好好嘅。
It's not that Jesus doesn't care about the poor.
唔係話耶穌唔去關心啲窮人。
We see that he does care for the poor.
佢關心啲窮人。
In the gospel accounts.
佢喺聖經裏邊話佢關心啲窮人。
In fact, that's why he came. He came so that he would do away.
所以佢嚟到就话好知道呢个贫穷唔再存在。
Because poverty, as you very well know, is an outworking of sin.
这个贫穷在当时来讲好像是一个罪去引致出来的。
And Jesus came to rescue us from sin.
耶稣来到是将我们从罪那里去拯救出来。
Because Jesus is making all things new.
因为耶稣是令到万事都会更新。
So let me ask you, what's the motivation of Mary's actions?
咁玛利亚嘅做呢啲事有咩嘅目的咧？动机咧
？Why does she get it and the disciples don't?
点解佢明啲门徒唔明咧
？Where do you see Mary every time she appears in the gospel accounts? Where do you see her?
你每一次在圣经里面见到玛利亚的时候，在什么情形你会见到玛利亚呢？
At the feet of Jesus.
你就会想起的就是说他在耶稣的脚下。
Do you know what that means in first century Palestine to be at the feet of someone?
当在第一世纪的巴勒斯坦的地区，当你说你在人家的脚底之下，是什么意思呢？
She's always worshipping him.
他完全的去敬拜着神。
In fact,She's willing to learn from him.
她愿意从他那里学习。
Because that, in that culture, that's where you sit when you're a pupil.
在当时的环境下，你做学生的就是坐在先生的脚底那里去听他讲嘢。
To use the analogy way back in the introduction, she wants to be a straight A student of Jesus.
你想回我开头一讲就话咧，玛利亚想攞咧全部的 A。
Total devotion.
完全对神的忠心
to Jesus.
去对耶稣的忠心
Where am I here? Number four here, huh? I guess I got to explain that a little bit because Jesus is not around, right? You can't sit at his feet now. He's in heaven, right? You can't. So how are we to be learners then of Jesus? How would we be worshiping him now?
今日啊耶稣唔喺度啦，咁我点样坐喺佢脚嘅前面呢
？It's obvious, right? It's obvious. You have it. Well, maybe you don't have it because it's a technological age. The Bible, right? The Bible, you can get it electronically for free on the internet.
咁今日好简单吓，我有圣经吓，无论你揸呢本圣经或者上网揾圣经。
Do you study the Bible?
你有冇睇圣经咧
？If you're Christian, it's a command.Study the Bible.
如果你是基督徒的时候看圣经是你应该要做的。
To be a devoted learner of Jesus.
很勤力的你去忠于神你就会去看圣经。
Remember in the illustrations way back in the beginning, devotion. It's going to cost you to be a learner. It's going to cost you. It's going to cost you time and hard work. It will cost you.
你去看圣经你要付上这个代价你要付上你的时间。
Just ask any student who wants straight A's. It costs them.
你问下任何一个学生，佢想攞 A， 啊，咁佢就要咧付上呢个代价。
I'm not saying everybody is a Bible teacher or Bible preacher. You don't have to buy zillions of books like I have to.
啊，你唔需要话啊，要买好多本书。
You're a follower of Jesus. You have to know the words of your Savior.
你要跟随耶稣基督吓，咁你要明白清楚佢嘅说话。
It's essential. Because how else will you follow him?
如果唔系你点话你只系跟随耶稣嘅人呢
？How else will you worship him if you don't even know who he is?
如果你话你要去敬拜佢，你都唔知系边个，咁你点敬拜佢咧
？He reveals himself in his word through his Holy Spirit.
透过呢个圣灵喺佢工作喺话语上边，佢将佢自己揭示俾我哋睇。
Well, the response of the religious leaders as well as Judas here is.Forget it, Jesus. Forget it.
咁犹大同当时一啲嘅犹太领袖吓，佢哋嘅反应
，They choose to ignore Christ's love, ignore Christ's miraculous healing power.
佢哋嘅反应好简单吓，佢去漠视耶稣做嘅嘢，漠视佢所行过嘅神迹。
In fact, they decide to act against Jesus. Right? Judas betrays him.
根本睇到好似呢个犹大咁嘅，甚至咧去背叛耶稣，出卖耶稣。
Rather than be obedient and submit to Jesus' authority, they reject him.
佢哋去拒绝佢。
They say get rid of him.
他们去赶走了他，消灭他。
causing me so much problems. Get rid of him.
这个人这么烦这么麻烦，不如消灭他好了。
And sadly to say, we do the same thing.
我们都其实一样这么做。
Every time we sin,
每一次我们犯罪,
we do the same thing.
我们一样这么做。
Because sin is betrayal.
罪其实好像是一个背叛。
We do that all the time. We sin. That's the way we are.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们就好像背叛神。
But I can't put it in another softer way. I tried. I told Wilson I'm not done with the sermon. I don't know how to put it in any softer way. It's betrayal.
我不可以想到用什么字眼可以好听一点，但最终都是犯罪，就是背叛耶稣。
Because the essence of sin is a lack of trust.
是因为当你这么做的时候，有很多的信任是被出卖了。
It's a turning away, ignoring.
你在神的面前，你转面离开了他。
It's saying, that's nice. I heard this sermon before. That's nice, Wilson.
我听过啦，听过咁啊点咧？咁啊点咧
？You said it a zillion. People actually told me, you don't have to tell me. I heard it a zillion other times. You don't have to tell me.
佢话你有啲人同我讲话，你唔需要话俾我听啦。我听过好多次啦。
That's okay. You don't hurt my feelings.
咁你谂下我点谂
？That's my job. I gotta do it. I get paid. I gotta do it.
咁我份工就系做呢样嘢，咁我就要咁做啦。
Each sin. It's an act of betrayal.
每一个的罪都是一个的背叛神。
But what then? What's the difference between? Because we all do it, including myself. We all sin daily. By the way.
咁我每个人每日都犯罪噶。
So what's the difference then?
咁有咩唔同呢？
Difference is we know we're a sinner if you're close to Jesus and you run to Him. Cling to Him. You run to the Savior because you know He forgives you.
咁如果你係與神係好靠近嘅時候，你知道你自己係一個嘅罪人，你就會走去神嗰度。
You know the dynamic. The more you know of the love of Christ, the more you know you're a sinner.
你越係與神去相近嘅時候，你越就會知道係咁樣。
That's how it works. It sounds like a paradox.
好似一個嘅，好似講極都唔明嘅一樣嘢。
The more you grasp the grace of God, the love of God for you, the more you realize how sinful you are. The more you realize.
你越係靠近神，你越係熟悉神嘅時候，你越會體會到你自己其實有幾多嘅罪。
And therefore, the more you realize how precious your relationship with Jesus is.
咁你更加睇到就係你同神嘅關係係幾寶貴。
Judas displays false repentance. He commits suicide. He can't deal with the guilt and shame.
咁猶大最終佢自己去自殺，因為佢唔可以面對背叛神之後嗰種嘅羞恥。
You see, that's the difference. He doesn't run to the Savior and say, "Lord, forgive me."
猶大佢冇走去神嘅面前去求神去寬恕佢。
And see, if you don't run to the Savior, you're going to run to something else.
你不走去神的面前，你就会走去另一个方向。
And eventually, it'll get you, like get Judas.
你最终就会搞成咁啦。
You see, because God will give you over to what you want.
咁神就话佢由得你去做你自己嘅。
He doesn't force you.
神唔会去逼你去爱佢。
He doesn't force you. He will give you over to what your heart desires.
他就会任凭你做你自己做的事。
It's very clear in the Bible.
圣经讲得很清楚。
You don't want Jesus, you won't get him.
你不要耶稣吗? 那你就找不到耶稣了。
It's simple as that.
就是这么简单。
But those who want him, as Proverbs 18:10 says, the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous, what does it say there? Run to it and are safe.
在 箴言的第18章10节，他说：耶和华的名是坚固，是坚固台，义人奔入便得安稳。
Let me just read one more verse in Proverbs 24:16. It reads, "For though a righteous man falls seven times, righteous man falls seven times. Seven again is word in Bible completion. That means a lot of times, a lot of times. He rises again. But the wicked are brought down by calamity.
在箴言24章第16节，他说因为义人虽七次跌倒，七次即是讲到话有好多次，但是仍必兴起，恶人却被祸患倾倒。
Let me ask you, how do you feel when you're betrayed, especially when it's someone close to you?
如果一个好同你好亲近的人去背叛你，你有什么反应呢？
Like if it's just a co-worker and betrays you, it's doesn't hurt that much, right?
因为你一个同事合出卖你，可能都不是觉得有什么事。
But if it's your spouse,
如果是你的配偶
and the church is Christ's spouse, if the spouse betrays you,
如果你的配偶背叛你
cuts deep, deep, real deep,
就会伤得很重了。
But Jesus loves you anyway.
但耶稣他说他依然都是这么爱你。
And always.
是永远都是这样。
Even when you're wayward, he says, I love you.
他说就算你是这个的流浪，你去不知道去哪里都好，神都依然是爱你。
See, that's how Mary can do what she does. She knows firsthand the love of God for her.
因为玛利亚他做的事，因为他明白到神是几爱他。
God's love has melted her heart.
神的爱去融化了她的心。
And in response, she gives herself completely to her Savior and Master.
她的回应就是将她自己完全的交了给神。
She's eager.
她很想。
That's what running means, right? You run to someone, she's eager to meet with Jesus.
好，你当你去奔跑的时候，即表示话你好想、好想嘅走去耶稣基督嗰度。
I gotta end my time. I'm a little over time here. I gotta end my time.
够钟啦。
Let me end with this. Scholars,
学者
in the commentaries have said that the anointing, Mary's anointing of the spikenard, was spikenard was pretty strong stuff.
咁呢個嘅學者嚇，嗰啲嘅聖經嗰啲嘅批評家，佢話呢個嘅香膏係一件好重嘅事。
And so scholars have suggested, they don't know for sure, they suggest that when Joseph of Arimathea took down the body of Jesus from the cross, he could smell the sweet aroma of Mary's love.
他说那个的香膏的味道重到怎样，他是重到就算当这个约瑟去拿耶稣基督的尸体的时候，他都依然可以闻到那个香膏的香气。
How's your devotion this morning?
你今天你对神有多忠心呢？
What does Jesus mean to you?
耶稣今天对你有什么意义呢？
He's calling you.
他呼召着你，他呼召你去跟随他。
Follow me.
去跟随他。
What will be your response?
你今天会作出一些什么回应呢？
Thank you, Father.
主啊，我感谢你。
For what the Lord Jesus has done.
是为到耶稣基督为我们所做的事。
He did something we could not do ourselves.
我们一些我们不可以做到的事。
He lives the perfect righteous life for us.
他为我们去过这个完全的生活。
In his 30 plus years, he was on this earth.
在这个世上的三十几年。
Obeying you completely.
他完全的去信服你。
Despite the temptations.
就算有这个的引诱。
He identifies with our suffering.
他是对我们的苦难、我们的痛楚，他有你能够认同。
And he willingly went to the cross.
他自愿地走上十架。
And suffered and died for us.
他为我们去受苦，在十字架上钉死。
He was our substitute.
他是我们的代替品。
Paying the penalty in full.
他为到我们的罪去付上完全的代价。
That a just, holy God demands.
是一个公正的神的要求。
Thanks be to God.
我们感谢神。
For the Christ.
去有耶稣基督。
And as we go through the season of Lent,
我们都可以进入到这个好吧，去到复活节的时候。
as we approach Good Friday,
我哋好快去到呢个受难节嘅时候
and Easter Sunday,
系一个复活嘅主日嘅时候
I pray my brothers and sisters would ponder the cross.
我哋都祈祷弟兄姊妹都会去思想啊呢个十架
and see your love for them there.
去睇到你对我哋爱系几咁大
I pray that that might be so.
我哋希望就系咁样样
For Jesus' sake.
系奉主耶稣嘅名求
Amen.